Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning, Sunday morning's learning, is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Tzvi and Rav Yosef, and for continued full shleim for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Samach. We left off a few lines down on the top of Samach Amud Aleph. I'm going to back up one line. We left off actually at Hahi de Asar Lekame de Shmuel, which is really just an illustration of the line that came before. So let's back up one line. We're going to go to Ki Asa Rami Bar Yecheskel. It's like seven lines down. Last one line is key. Ki Asa Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar. When Rami Bar Yecheskel came, he said, Lo Tatzi Sin Lahani Kalali Dekayel Yehudachim Yishmei Shmuel. Don't listen to all these shiurim that Yehuda, my brother, said in the name of Shmuel, whether it was whatever the shitas were about what's the minimum, we said before, what's the minimum amount of time that a baby recognizes who his mother is, and therefore even after the mother's divorced, she still has to nurse the baby. So the Gemara quoted a bunch of shittas before. 3 months, 30 days, 50 days, the Gemara ended up saying, as long as the baby knows it's the mom and will only nurse from the mom, so then the mom has to continue to nurse her even after she gets divorced. So now let's pick up from today's daf. A certain divorced woman came in front of Shmuel. Amale, the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. So Shmuel said to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Zil Budka, check her out and find out if the baby recognizes the mom or not. So Azal, so he went, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef went, Oso Bedari Denashe. So he lined the baby's mother up in a lineup of women. Vishakle Lebra Vakamahadale Aleve. So then he took the baby and he started stopping by each woman. Kimatal Gaba, when he reached the real mother, Havis Kamasve La'apa. So the baby looked up at the mother's face. Kivashtin la'ina mine, so the mother tried to hide her eyes not to look at the baby. Amala, Sir Avdi Mayuza said, I caught you. Netofe Nayach, bring your eyes back to him. Kum Dari Brech, take your baby and nurse your baby. Says the Gemara, Suma minayada, how does a blind baby know that it's his mother? Amravashi, Berecha Uvataima. He can smell the smell of the mother's milk and the taste of the mother's milk. That's the way some explain. That's Shitim Gubesh, the name of Rashi. Others explain, Rabbi Yona, he can smell his mother's breath and the taste of the milk. And the Me'ibi writes, no, he just can smell his mother. He knows what his mother smells like. Not her breath, just her body, and the taste of the milk. Now, once we discussed the shear of when a baby can recognize its mom, the Gemara is now going to discuss how long does a mom have to nurse the baby. Tana Rabbanan, Yonek Tinok V'holich Ad Esrim V'arba Chodesh. 2 years, 24 months, moms have to nurse the baby. Mikan V'elach Ki Yonek Sheket. The Gemara says if you nurse your baby more than 2 years, at first the Gemara thinks it's like feeding the baby treif. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Sounds like the milk of the mother is considered to be treif after 2 years. Wow. Even though it's not an Issa d'oraisa, midrabanan, it's considered like treif. That's what the Shittim Kubet says. The Ritva writes, no. It sounds like it's, at this point, the Gemara thinks it's an Issa d'oraisa. Wow. But less than 2 months, so the baby needs it, so there's no Issa. Rabbi Shua Omer, I feel arba v'chameshanim. No. The baby can nurse even 4 or 5 years is no iser. That's if you want to nurse the baby 4 or 5 years, it could work. However, to force a divorcee to nurse the baby, even Rabbi Shua agrees, so you can't force him more than 2 years. So says Rabbeinu Yonah. Anyway, Piresh, once the baby stopped nursing, La'achar esim abar chodesh, if the baby stopped nursing after 24 months, v'chazar, and then it goes back to nursing, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shua agrees, ki yonek shekets. It's like the baby's eating treif. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, mikan ve'elach, from 24 months and on, ki yonek shekets. Says Gemara, what? It's really treif for mother's milk after 24 months is really considered treif for the baby? What does that mean? We're in middle, that's a contradiction. You might think a mother's milk is treif. Vidinu. I'll tell you, kavachomer, why it should be treif. There's a leniency by tumas, by touching an animal, that while an animal is alive, it does not convey tumah hechmarta b'chelba, yet the milk of a treif animal is aser. Adam shechmarta b'mago, a person who there's a chumra by touching a person, we'll see what it is in a minute, of tumah. Eino din shetachmer b'chelba kavachomer, the mom's milk should be aser. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, no, mom's milk is not aser. Es hagamal kimale girohu. The camel. So who tame? The milk of a camel is tame vein chal mahachishtaim tame. But the milk of a mom is not tame la tar. It's mutter bachilo. So that's going to be the kasha. But first, what's this chumra that an animal's tumma is more serious than a human being's tumma? So some say it means that there's no tumma from touching a tame animal, but a zav or a zava or a nida, if you touch her, so then that does convey tumma. That is Rashi's Shita. And by the way, where is the source that the milk of a non-kosher animal is also treif? So the Gemara in Bechoros learns that out from the fact that the Torah says the Isser of the camel twice. One is to Asa the camel itself, one is to Asa the milk of a camel. Or Es Hagamal includes the milk. Anyway, so Rashi says that the chumra of the tumma of an animal over a person is that, I'm sorry, the chumra of the chumra of a person is that if you touch an animal who's tame, so you don't become tame. Meaning a treif animal. If you touch a treif animal, so you don't become tame. But if you touch a tame human being, right, an animal can't become tame in its, while it's alive. So it's never mitame. If you touch an animal, you're never tame. But if you touch a zav or a zava, a nida, while she's alive, so then you do become tame. That's what Rashi says. The Rashba has three other explanations. In the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, no, the leniency of an animal is that if an animal touches tuma, so it becomes tame, but it's not mitame others. But a person touches tuma, he conveys tuma to others. Furthermore, if a person touches a carcass of an animal, he's only tame till the night. But if you touched a dead human being, you're tame 7 days. And furthermore, the third possibility, says the Rashba, is that if you touch a nevela, you become a carcass, you become a rishon l'tuma, you're not mitame adam v'kelim. But if you touch a mace, you become an avatuma, and you're mitame adam v'kelim. So whatever the chumra is. At any rate, you see from here that the milk of a mother is mutter, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so what? What's the matter with a baby nursing after 24 months? Yachal otzi es hachalav she'inashav v'bakol. So you might think that, the chalav of a woman is mutter because the milk of a tahar animal is mutter b'achila, and the milk of a tame animal is also bachila, so it makes sense to exclude women. V'lo otzei es adam, so you might think that I'm not going to exclude the blood of a human being, shehu shava bakol, because just like all blood of animals also so to all blood of human, so you might have thought all blood of human is also aser. Tamad lomar, who tame, the milk of a treif animal is tame, ve'in dam ha'chishtayim tame, but something else that comes out of a human being, blood, is not tame, it's actually mutter ba'achila, at least midoraisa. Nowadays, midorabana, we don't eat the blood of a human being, but midoraisa, the blood of a human being, technically speaking, is mutter. That's what Agamar says. Dam halchishtaim is tahar. You're allowed to eat it. Rav Sheshi says, I feel mitzvah's prisha ain bo. And Rav Sheshi says, there's not even an isser midorabana to stay away from milk of a human being and dam adam. So the question is, how could Rabbi Lezer say in the Braisa that if a baby nurses after 24 months, it's like he's nursing treif? And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's also difficult. Why, even if he stops nursing after 24 months, he can't go back to it? It's kasha against both of them. Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. Ha de parish. If the milk is separated from the mother's baby, then it's mutter. Ha de lo parish. But if the milk is still attached to the mother, then that's going to be usser. What's the difference? Because if you nurse directly from the mom, people are going to think it's also okay to nurse directly from an animal that's tummy. But if it's in a cup, so people will think that it's milk from a cow. They're not going to know it's the mom's milk. Says the Gemara, v'chilufa bedam, and the opposite is true when it comes to blood. Because when blood is in a cup, it looks like the blood of an animal. People are going to come to be mati even the blood of an animal. So an animal's worse, but if it's mechubar to the body, so we're not worried. People are going to know it's human and not animal. So it's the opposite. Kedisani dam shel gabe kikar. If you have blood that's on a loaf of bread, goruro. So you gotta get rid of it. For ochla, then you can eat the bread. You have to scrape it off. But shebein hashinayim, but blood that's in between the teeth, and no one sees exactly what's going on there. So you're allowed to swallow blood from in between your teeth. There's not even nisim d'rabbanan. Now, let's go back to discussing how long is a baby nurse. Amar, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Afilu Arba V'Chamishanim. He said a baby can nurse even 4 or 5 years. Ask the Gemara V'Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Amar Afilu Chavilas Al Ksefav. Even if he's carrying a backpack. Presumably that's more than 4 or 5 years old. Says, well, no. When does the kid begin carrying a backpack? It's around 4 or 5. He can carry something on his back. And what's the 4 or 5? 4 is for a healthy baby, and 5 is for a little less healthy. That's what Tosa says. Take a look at the top Tosa. Rabbi Shua Marfil Abraham Chameshanim, last line. Four is for a healthy young child, and 5 is when he's a little weaker, so then he can carry something on his back. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Halacha ki Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yosef says that the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua that a baby is mutter to nurse up until 4 or 5 years old, as long as it didn't stop after 2 years. Now, once we discussed Rav Yosef's psak like Rabbi Yeshua, we can discuss a number of other halachic piske halacha that Rav Yosef offered. Tanya, Rabbi Marinos Omer. Rabbi Marinos says, Goneach Yonik Chol B'Shabbos. If a person is groaning from heartburn, now this is talking about he's not a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Take a look at the Tosas Goneach. Goneach Yonik Chol B'Shabbos. Lav kish yish po sakana. We're not talking about a chol sheish po sakana. Dimkei mayim mishum davim before kalachayad. Have afilu malach dor raisa should be mutter b'makom sakana. Yeah, we're not talking about a guy who's got a sakana zavash. Anyway, back in the Gemara. Tani Ramunus Omer goneach yonik chol b'shabbos. If a guy's got heartburn, doesn't mean he's having a heart attack. That's a sakana. That's a sakana zavashus. But it means he's like moaning from heartburn, heart pains or heartburn. Yonik chol b'shabbos. So the doctors say he's got to drink goat's milk. He's allowed to nurse directly from a goat on Shabbos. But he's not allowed to milk the goat and then drink that milk. Because that's an Isser d'oraisa. What's the Isser of milking a goat? So Rashi says it's a tolda of dush, which is threshing. Anytime you take a liquid out of a solid, that's called dush. That's why you're not allowed to squeeze a lemon into lemon juice on Shabbos. It's a tolda of dush. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's smoothening the udder when you're milking the goat. You're smoothening the udder. But at any rate, if you nurse directly, that's dush. Says the Gemara. So goneach inu kol b'Shabbos. You're allowed to nurse directly from it. My time up. Yonek mefarik. Because if you nurse from it, that's a tolda of dush. It's mefarik kalachayad. It's dush with a shinoi. It's a weird way of doing dush. It's only an isur midrabbanan. Over malkam tzara lo gazer barabbanan. But since you're in pain, the rabbis did not decree. Now, why is this considered to be only an isur midrabbanan? So the Gemara says, because it's strange. Wait a second. But what about the fact that we hold ein disha ela begedulei karka? That dush only applies to things that grow from the ground. And an animal is not growing from the ground. So Tosas addressed this in Mefarsh Kalachayad. Take a look at the second to the last tosses on the page. Even if it's the normal way, what do you mean? Dash only applies something that grows on the ground. Wow. So Tosis brings up the possibility, other Rishonim say like this, that maybe a cow is considered to be Gedulei Karka. What? How is a cow Gedulei Karka? Yeah, it gets its nourishment from grass that grows from the ground. So it's Gedulei Karka. It grows from the ground, meaning it grows from grass that grows from the ground. So this is, nah, that's not what it means. Look at the last line of Tosis. No, Rabbi Huda holds there is dash even not by Gedulei Karka. So that's why you had to knock it down to a Darabanan, because it would have been a Doraisa, because Rabbi Huda holds there is dash even not by Gedulei Karka. So Makom Tzara, since we're in a place of pain, look, goes Rabbanan. I'm Rav Yosef, halacha ka Rabbi Marinos. Rav Yosef said, we follow the halacha like Rabbi Marinos. Tanya, Nochem Ish Galya Omer, Tzinor, let's say you have a gutter that's bringing the water from your roof down to the ground. But now it's got blockage in it. And if you're going to remove the grass or the dirt or the branches that fell into your gutter, you got to call Abraham roofers and gutters. So, because if you don't call them, it's going to be a flood in your house. It's all the water is going to get collected on your roof, and it's going to come into the house and flood the house. So if you would fix it normally, that would be an Isser of Makim Apatish. That's what Rashi says. It's like fixing. Anyway, says the Gemara, Nacham Ish Galya Omer Tzina Shal Volkaskasin, so that you have branches in there, Mimacham Baraglo. So you're allowed to get rid of them with a shini, with your leg, Bitsina, when nobody can see, B'Shabbos. What do you mean? I thought, what do you mean Bitsina when no one's looking? So I thought anything that's us or in public, you're also not allowed to do Bitsina. So even that's Gemara and Shabbos, that's only with somebody, something when he sees you, he's going to think you're doing an Issa Doraisa. Like if you're going to hang up the laundry on Shabbos to dry, someone's going to think you did laundry on Shabbos. So that you can't do it even if nobody sees. But over here, even if they see you, they're going to see you violating only Issa Dorabanan. So if they don't see you, so they didn't ask for it. That's what Tosa says. In Memachin, look at the bottom Tosas. Memachin Ragli Bitsin B'Shabbos. V'hodom and Kamal Kshasa Chom Pnei Maris Ayin. Afkid B'Chadjeh Chador Maser. Hainu Dafka B'Isser Melach Do Raisa. Kamo Shotcha Mechama. Avo Lo Kenegad Om. You're not allowed to hang the laundry in public. And even in private. Avo Hacha Lo Yirel Melacha Kalacha Yadai V'Dur Abonim. Lo Gozer Abon Lassu B'Chadjeh Chador. So, since it's only Dur Abonim, we're not worried. Even if they see you doing it, it's only going to be a Dur Abonim. So why are you allowed to do it, Bitsina? Ve'eno choshesh. My time, and what's the reason? Misaki lachayadu. This is a makam patish with a shinoi. V'makam pseida, since you're going to lose money in the house, lo gazer barabana. The rabbi said you can do it with a shinoi. Rav Yosef, now let's go back to, we said before that if the baby stops nursing after 2 years, then everyone agrees you're not allowed to continue nursing it. Pir stachasim barabar choshesh v'chazar, Kiyonik Shekets, it's treif. Vekama, how long does it have to separate? Amar Yud Bar Chaviva, Amashmol Shlosha Yamim. If the baby stops nursing for 3 days, then it can no longer go back to nursing from the mom. The food is considered to be treif. The Yushami says it's 3 24-hour periods. And only if it stopped nursing while it's healthy. But if it stopped nursing because it was sick, that's not called stopping, and you could bring it back even if it stops for a week. And even if it stopped when it was healthy, if we see that it's sakana, even afterwards, he's allowed to continue nursing. Yekeda Amrei, Tanir Revida Bar Chaviva, Kamei Shmuel, Shloisha Yomim. Not that Shmuel himself said 3 days, but that Shmuel taught a brisa, that the Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva taught a brisa in front of Shmuel, 3 days. Says the Gemara, Tanir Bar, Menechas Shemeiz Bala. Let's say a woman is nursing and her husband dies within the 24 months, within 2 years. So she's not allowed to get engaged or married. We shown him ask if she's not allowed to engage, so she's not allowed to get married. What does that mean? That's a whole discussion. The lashon is a little bit difficult. So some say, Tosis and Yevamos writes, the reproofs from this language, that if he went ahead and got engaged, she went ahead and got engaged, she doesn't have to get divorced. As long as she doesn't have any suin, because then she's not going to have kids. We'll see in a minute. Tosfos rejects the raya, because maybe it's coming to be mechadesh of Yehuda's mater after 18 months, even to be for nesuin his mater. Maybe that's what it means. And some say they have a different gerusa. Lo tinase velo tisares. In meaning, you can't get fully married, and even you can't even get engaged. However, the Shiltas writes that if you got engaged, you have to get divorced, even if you're a kohen, and you're going to be usher on the husband now forever, getting divorced. Anyway, says the Gemara, Menekes, a woman who's nursing, that her husband died, Besoch Esther Mabar Chodesh, within 24 months, Hariz Lo Tisaris Lo Tinase. She's not allowed to get married because her faith she's going to get pregnant. She's got to finish nursing the baby 24 months. Her faith she'll get pregnant again, and that getting pregnant is gonna make her not be able to nurse her current baby. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Matir B'Shmona Sachodesh. Rabbi Huda says, no, 18 months you're allowed to get remarried. Chasam Sofer writes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda don't argue in Metzias whether or not it needs 18 or 20 months. Rather, everyone agrees most babies only need 18 months. Some babies need 24. The question is, if it's a Safik Pikoch Nefesh, should we be Machmir for the meat in the case of Safik Pikoch Nefesh? That's the Machlokas. So Rabbi Meir says, you got to be Machmir for the meat, the Safik Sakana, so let the baby nurse 24 months. Rabbi says, no, we could rely on the Rove that they only need 18. I'm Rabbi Nesmar Yosef. Hein hein divrei Beis Shammai, hein divrei Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai omer esam b'ruach chodesh. Beis Shammai says 24 months. Beis Hillel says no, it's enough 18. Beis Hillel omer shmona asar chodesh. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ani achria. I want to explain these two opinions. The divrei ha'omer esam b'ruach chodesh. If you say 24 months, mutayis nasi b'esam echad chodesh. You're actually allowed to get remarried 21 months into the nursing, because even if you get pregnant right away, the first 3 months of pregnancy don't affect the baby mom's milk. The one who says that a baby nurses for 18 months, it's mutter to get married after 15. The milk doesn't get destroyed until after 3 months. Only once the new baby comes, only once the mom has been pregnant for 3 months, does the milk of the mom become negatively affected for a current baby. Amar Ula, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that is 18 months. Amar Rukva Lita, Rabbi Chanina, Laseis Ta'achach Hamisha Sechodesh. Rabbi Chanina permit me to get remarried after 15 months of nursing my baby. Arisei Dabayas L'Kamei Dabayas. So Abayas sharecropper came in front of Abayas. Amar Le, Mahu Li'aris V'Chamisha Sechodesh. Is an Almana allowed to get married after 15 months of nursing? Amar Le, Chada, the Rabbi Amar Le, Abayas said, yes. Chada, number one, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We follow Rabbi Yehuda on the 18 months. Oh, Beis Shammai Salach Beis Hillel. It's 18 months. V'amar Ulach Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Marokva, V'amar Marokva, Lihit Rabbi Chanin, Allah says, La'acham Yishas HaChodesh. Even after 50 months. Kol Shkin Da'at. It's Le'ares. Marokva said that Rabbi Chanin would matter me Los Ace to have full Nisuin after 15 months. Kavachomer, you, that you just want to get engaged. So Kavachomer, that's mutter for you to get engaged. Because when you're engaged, we don't even have a chashash that really can have kids. Ki asa l'kamei de Rav Yosef. Now, when Abai came to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, and he told him about this question, Amar Le, Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Tzricha l'amten, Esim v'arba chodesh, chutz miyom shenol, v'chutz miyom shenasasim, but no, you gotta wait a full 24 months. Oh my gosh, Abai got the halacha wrong. So he ran after his sharecropper. Rod Pasvei Tlos of Parsa, he ran after his sharecropper, three parsos, v'amilo parsa b'chala, one parsa in the sand, which is even harder to run, v'lo adruche. He didn't catch up to his sharecropper, and therefore, unfortunately, Abai passed in the wrong halacha, because he didn't listen to his Rebbe. He didn't ask the shaila from his Rebbe. So Amar Abai, ha'imus d'amar rabbanan, afil b'yisa b'kutcha, lo lishvenish makam rabbe. So Abai says, now I understand this thing that the rabbis say that even an egg, which you might have thought is fleishigs, because it comes from a chicken, which is fleishigs, even an egg mixed in with a milchig dish, which everyone knows is mutter, eggs are, you're allowed to have eggs with cheese, everybody knows. Everybody knows this halacha, but even that halacha, an easy halacha, an obvious halacha, b'isa b'kudcha lo'lish v'inish mokum rabbi, a person should not permit if his rebbe is around. You got to ask your rebbe even the easy kashas. Lo mishum demechzik hafgrusa, not because it's a chutzpah, ella, mishum t'lo mistai milsa l'meimra, you're not going to say the halacha correctly. Da anave gamina le'laha, I knew this halacha de Rav Shmuel for 24 years, fafil hachi lo mistai li milsa l'meimar. I didn't say the halacha right. So you always got to ask your rebbe a shayla before paskling if your rebbe is around. The Gemara continues with dinim of heter, of when can a woman who's pregnant, when can she actually remarry? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, even though we said that almana is not allowed to get married for 24 months while the mom's nursing, she's not allowed to get remarried if her husband dies. Nasna b'nala menekas, if she gave her baby over to somebody else to nurse the baby, o gemalatu, or the baby finished nursing, o mace, if the baby dies, muteris li nasi miyad. She's allowed to get married right away. Of course, it doesn't mean right away. She's got to wait 3 months, but right away in terms of the nursing. Rav Papa Ravuna b'Rabbi Yehoshua, some of the members of the Kiyomasisa, they wanted to paskin this way. Amalu ha'isafta, a certain elderly woman said to them, b'didi ha'avav, that happened to me. I became an amana. I wanted to get married right away. Family Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, I'm allowed to get married even within the 24 months. Esther Marain, is this really so? Rav Nachman, Sharlula Bei Reish Kalusa. But Rav Nachman himself permitted the ladies from the Reish Kalusa to get married even within 24 months. Says the Gemara, Shani Bei Reish Kalusa Dolo Hadribu. No, you can't bring a raya from the women of the house of the Reish Kalusa, because people are scared of them. And so we're not afraid if they hired people to nurse the babies, we're not afraid that people are going to back out and change their minds. But by other women, we're afraid. Maybe the woman will change her mind. She's going to want to continue nursing, and then the baby is going to have what to eat because the mother remarried and she has another kid, and now she has no more milk to feed the... she's pregnant, so she has no more milk to feed the first baby. Says the Gemara, Amal Rav Papi, V'atun, you don't hold like Rav Nachman lo tizberua. You don't hold that it's usur for a pregnant woman to get remarried within 24 months, even though she gave her baby over to somebody else to nurse the baby? Meha, what about the following brisa, the Sanya? Haresha, I say, we do for Leilach L'Beisavia. Let's say a woman used to hang out by her father's house all the time. So she didn't have relations with her husband the last few months. Oshali lakas beisbala, everybody knows they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. They're not having relations. Oshali bala chavish beisasurim. Her husband's in jail. They couldn't have had a kid. Oshali bala mdina seyam. Her husband's on a business trip. Oshali bala zaken ochol. Her husband was old or sick. Oshali sakara. Everybody knew she couldn't have kids. Uzakena, she's old. Islandess, she can't have kids. Ktana, she can't have kids. Amapelas hachamisas bala, or she miscarried after her husband died, so we know she's not pregnant. Mishena Ruya Lele, well, she can't have kids. Kulan Srikhazam Shosh Chodashim. They all of them have to wait 3 months before remarrying when the husband dies. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Matil Arsen Asamiyad. Rabbi Yossi says, well, that's crazy. Let him get remarried right away. Rabbi Meir Brigze Rosav. We follow Rabbi Meir that even though the Svar doesn't make sense, she doesn't have a baby, she's not giving birth, nevertheless, she has to still wait the 3 months because of a low plug. So the Chah made a gzera that you're not allowed to get married when your husband dies 3 months. So they didn't distinguish between a woman who can get pregnant versus a woman who can't get pregnant. They all have to wait 3 months. So to over here, if it's 24 months, even if you give your baby over to somebody else, you still have to wait 24 months to get remarried. So Amri Leh, Rav Papa Ravuna said back to Rav Papi, Lava Daitin. I didn't remember this halacha. I didn't remember the halacha. And the Gemara concludes, the hilchasa, mace, if the baby dies, mutter, then the woman can remarry even within 24 months of nursing the baby. Gemalatu, if she just finished nursing the baby, the baby's no longer nursing, then usser. She's not allowed to get remarried. Ma bravashi amar afilu mace nami usser. Even if the baby dies, it's still usser for the woman to remarry within 24 months. Unbelievable halacha. Dilma katale. maybe the mom will kill the baby to get remarried. So we say you're not allowed to get remarried even if the baby dies within 24 months. You can't get remarried until 24 months if you were nursing your baby. Havi Uvda, the Gemara tells a story. There was a story, Havi Mechanakte, and the mom killed the baby to remarry. It says more of a lohi. You don't bring a riot from that story. Hahi Shotavai, the woman was crazy. I don't care what the women are going through. They want to get remarried. They're not going to kill their kids to get remarried. A little bit of a crazy Havimina. Says more, Tan Rabban Haresh Nasullah Ban Lahanik. So let's say they gave this woman a baby to nurse. So if I'm nursing somebody else's baby, I can't nurse my own baby or another baby. Paska, Kima, if they gave you the baby to nurse and they're going to pay you for food, they paid you for a little food. Ochelas Haber, you got to eat more food. You got to make sure they have a lot of food to nurse the baby. We'll see who pays for it. Lo tochal imo dvar mararam l'cholav. And furthermore, don't eat when you're nursing things that are bad for nursing. Says more. Hashta b'no amris lo. You're not allowed to nurse your own baby when nurse somebody else's baby. Ben chavretim bar, you're going to nurse it. You're going to say you're going to be able to nurse another baby. You can't even nurse your own baby. So Gemara answers no. Your own son, maybe you shouldn't nurse because you're going to give it a lot of milk. But if you, let's say a nursing mother is going to accept upon herself to nurse a few babies, what's the problem? She must have had a lot of milk. Mom says she wouldn't agree to nurse them. Kamash will learn that no, you're not allowed to nurse any other babies, only one baby at a time. Paska kimo chelas harbe. If they tell you you're only going to have a little bit of food, you have to eat a lot of food. Says Gemara mehecha. Where are you going to get the food from? Rav Sheshes, Mishela. She's got to pay to make sure she has enough food to eat for the baby. Don't eat, when you're nursing, don't eat bad food for the baby. Mainin, what's bad food for the baby? Rav Kahana, kigon kishus, barley haps, v'haziz, this unripe wheat, v'dagim ketanim, small fish, v'adama, and dirt. I don't know why you'd want to eat dirt, but Abai Amar, I feel a curry, even gourds, the chavusha. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a pear. I don't know. I don't have my svarim on me. The chavusha, it's a chavush. I think maybe it's a pear, but I don't know what it is. Rav Papa Amar, I feel a kara, even a gourd, the kufra, or small dates. Rav Ashi Amar, I feel kamcha, the harsna, even this like milchig dish, or these, the fried fish. Minayo paske chava. Some of these things cause the milk to stop. Minayo acha chava. And some of them cause the milk to spoil. The Mishat, and the Gemara talks, in addition, the final piece of the Gemara here, the Gemara is going to talk about different things that are bad, for unhealthy for kids and healthy for kids. The Misham Sheberichaya. If a woman has marital relations where there's big grindstones grinding against the house, Havlu Bani Nachbe. She's going to have kids who have seizures. The Mishamsha, like an epileptic. The Mishamsha al Ara, a woman who has relations on the ground, have a Libani Shamute. She's going to have kids with long necks. The Darcha al Roma de Chamra, a woman who steps on the neck of a donkey, have a Libani Girdene. She's going to have kids with alopecia, their hair falls out. The Achla Chardala, a woman when she's pregnant, she eats mustard, have a Libani Zilzalani. She's going to have very hungry kids. The Achla Tachle, woman who eats shachalayim. I don't have my svarim, I don't know what that is. It's a type of a vegetable. Havalu Bani Dulfane. She's going to have kids that are crying all the time. The eyes are always tearing. The Achla Monaini, if she eats these small fish, Havalu Bani Mitziseena. She's going to have kids who have their eyes are darting all over the place. If she eats clay, she's going to have bad-looking kids. If she drinks beer when she's pregnant, oh, that's why the Surgeon General says that pregnant women shouldn't drink wine, right? She's going to have blackened kids. If you eat meat and drink wine, that's good for the kids. They're going to have very healthy kids. If you eat eggs, you're going to have kids with big eyes. If you eat fish, you're going to have very lovely children. Everyone's going to love them. If you eat karpas, I don't know if that's parsley or romaine lettuce, very shiny kids. Healthy, shiny kids. If you eat coriander seeds, you're going to have fat kids. If you eat esrog when you're pregnant, tabli bani rechane, you're going to have kids who smell nice. Bakti dishvar malka, the daughter of malka achla ba'ima, her mom ate esroga when she was pregnant. Have a masculine lekame avua bereshiat rechane, and they would bring the child when they were bringing sweet smelling stuff to the father. They would bring the child at the beginning because the child smelled sweeter than anything. We will stop here. Everyone should have a great day.